Now, by far, the majority of the units that I personally market and that are marketed in my organization, because I preach this, we've got to do a good job of educating them about this water. Now, how do you do that? Well, there's so many good tools that that are produced primarily out in the field by people like you and I who have been marketing the water. There are DVDs, there are CDs, there is written material, there are brochures. We got some incredible websites. That may be the first approach is, well, do you have easy access to a computer if I sent you a link of the websites? And I say plural. Now, I like to ask for their website because I want their email address, and I say I want to send you a link. Now, they could say, what's your website? And yes, I could give it to them, but then I don't have their email address, and I don't have their information. So I say, well, it's so much easier if I just send you the link than try to explain. So I ask them for their email address. Now I got some way to communicate and to touch. But it is rare that all I do is give them the email address or give them the website through an email. I want to follow up with a DVD and or a CD along with something to read. Now, I learned many decades ago, back when there were cassettes and videos, that people have different modes of receiving information. Some people are video watchers. They're visual. Some people are audio. They need to hear it. To me, I'm a listener. I like to hear. I'm in my car a lot. It's rare that I'm not listening to some CD that's bettering my understanding of some aspect of life, whether it be a Christian CD or about this water or about how can AJ be a better leader. I'm always trying to get better, and my mode of understanding is CDs. My wife is a reader. Do not send her a DVD. She will not watch it. I'm pretty sure she couldn't figure out how to line up the TV. We had a pretty complicated theater room. And I don't think she knows how to run a DVD, so why send her one? You give her something to read. If you give her a website, chances are she's not going to go on. So I learned a long time ago, find out what mode that people, that your friend has, your prospect has, that will probably be more likely for them to be more comfortable. Now, some people, it's a video. Some people are Internet guys, and I kind of want to steer them away from the Internet because of all the rubbish out there. You know, there's so much bad press. Now, I have the same Internet you have and the same Google search that somebody goes to. I'm sitting there with it. And, yes, there's websites out there that are very convincing, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. But I will send them an email link because if they're wanting information right now, I can get it to them. But I'm putting the emphasis on the fact that I'm going to follow up with them. In other words, I'm going to mail you. And here's the way I would say it. You know, I live in the city that started Mardi Gras around the world. Mobile, Alabama started Mardi Gras, and I use that as a good example. Some of you don't have no idea what Mardi Gras is, but you get on a float and you throw out candy. Well, a lot of people are giving away information about our technology and our company, and they're just throwing it out there, and that's not the right way to do it. The right way to do it is to have a piece of literature, whether I'm holding it or mentally picturing it in my hand, and I'm over the phone. I want you to watch or either listen or read, and I might right up front ask you, would you rather read something about this technology? Would you rather see a DVD or a CD? And you'll be surprised. People go, oh, send me a DVD. Well, guys, boom. And in my notes, I will put down DVD. That's their emphasis. Usually, if I'm going to mail a DVD, I might as well slip in a CD and something to read. Now, but I do know there are video watchers, so the next time I follow up, it's going to be, did you get a chance to watch the DVD? Now, what I'll do is I'll get their mailing address, and the emphasis is on not so much the website. That's kind of the introduction. And by the way, there has been many a unit sold where somebody went to the website from a link that they were sent. They looked at our website. The information on the website alone sold them. And it doesn't happen often, but there will be people call you back and say, you know, I'm sold. I got to have one of those. They never tasted the water, and all they did was look at a website. Now, that's happening more so now than it did many, many months ago and years ago because of the sophistication of our websites and because of the way we're able to explain how this technology works. The visual aids that are on the websites are very compelling. In fact, I challenge people that have a knowledge of health and nutrition, and they never heard of ionized alkaline restructured water, I will say something, and I'm very challenging. I like to use a lot of superlatives. In other words, biggest, best, but I don't want to throw them out there if it's not true. I will say it like this. When I send you this video, now you're thinking in your mind, what video do you send? Well, it's not a video I particularly send. By the way, I don't send out Wakongan water very often. That's the second or third video. The flow of it is such, it starts off with testimonies, and most of the people I send it to, they want to jump right in there and know. And I might send them the Michael Kennett, the Daniel D. McCauley video. That's usually my two favorites. So there's not like this special DVD I send out. I kind of match personalities. You know, I sent Michael Kennett, that has the long blonde hair, to a little old lady, and she didn't like the guy wearing long hair. Why couldn't he get a haircut? Well, I made the mistake. I don't send elderly ladies long-haired guys. I'll send them, and I match personalities. So don't get hung up on what video do I send, what is the CD I send. I've listened to our material so many times that I know who. In fact, when I can listen to a CD and say, to who would I ever give this to? And the sole reason I'm listening to the CD in my mind is, and it's probably the third time I've listened to it, what's the type person that ought to get this CD? So I'm matching personalities with the information I send them. Now, again, my point is that I do not go volunteering to get people water, because as soon as I do that, I have delayed my sale. But think about it. If I do tell you that, okay, I've got to find somebody in that city. I've got to make a bunch of phone calls. I've got to get on the internet and ask my friends, do you have any? And I've got a lot of my downline do that to me. And I've gotten so that I don't even respond to a lot of those. And what I'll do is if it jumps in my mind where if I know somebody in a certain city, I'll say, you might try calling, and I'll just put their name and number down. Maybe they know somebody because they're in that portion of the country. Chances are they're not going to find somebody near them. And they learn pretty quick to quit volunteering to get water. And I've even told people this, who has said, AJ, I'm pretty convinced this is an awesome technology. I believe I want to get one, but I'd like to try the water. And I say, it's not necessary. I put the emphasis right now is, hey, there's a money-back guarantee. And so you're not making a $4,000 decision. You're basically making about a $400 decision. In fact, what I tell people now, you may not want to adopt this, but I say it's only a $200 decision. Now, it does cost, I think it's around $300-something to return, close to $400 to return a unit within 30 days. I don't know the exact number, but close to that. And I'll pay half of that. So when I tell them, for 30 days, you can try our technology. If you decide it does not work for you and it doesn't change your health in 30 days, and I believe that is plenty of time to get results, all you spend is $200. Now, I'm willing to spend the other $200. Now, as many times as I've told somebody that, to date, I have yet to have anybody return a unit. And last night I talked to a fella that happened to, Wayne, up in Franklin, Tennessee. I'm getting ready to do a meeting for him. People that... I've said, I'll try to get you the water. I'm out chasing water, and I'm trying to get them water. And they're sitting back on their back heel. They're kind of sitting in a chair, relaxed, thinking, hey, I'm waiting for somebody to knock on my door and hand me water. And that may never happen. It may be that you cannot find somebody in that city, or it may be there. You may have to you can use the postage service has some boxes that if as many I forgot what they're called. It's that priority mail that whatever you can fit in the box, they're going to ship it at a flat rate. And there's a box, I believe it's around $20, that whatever you can get in there, and you have to screw the caps on tight, and you got to put them in plastic, and you got to mail in the water. Not everybody's going to get results. The water may be 2 days old when they get it. It's not going to be as potent as drinking water right out of the machine. And they can get the water, and it may not do anything dramatic. One box of water. It probably not. So try to refrain. And I'm here to tell you, it's going to take a while for you to break a bad habit. And you may in your mind say, there's no way I could sell water that somebody didn't try. Let me say this. You absolutely can. The vast majority of the leaders in this company by far never, rarely get water out. It's all about their ability to explain and to, in my emphasis, my fastball is to have you curious enough to where you are looking for that DVD I'm going to send in the mail to you.